Bueno.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting live twice daily. 10 o'clock in the morning on Genesis Communications Network. And 3 in the afternoon. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website. USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Just go to USAprepares.com and you can listen live. You can listen on your smartphone. And you can download the podcast for free. We're posting up to the minute articles that we think you should consider reading. USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and today's class is about water. The last time Glenn Meter, CEO of SurvivalStill.com, SurvivalStill.com, was broadcasting with us, Hurricane Sandy had not yet hit. We knew it'd be bad. I called and texted all of our friends in the area directly in front of Hurricane Sandy, and you know what? No one would leave the area. Well, it was as bad as we expected, except we didn't have the nuclear reactor failures that could have happened. We're thankful for that. We were spared that tragedy. But what about water? Water in New York City, Long Island, Staten Island, the Jersey Shore. What would you do if you didn't have water that was potable, that was drinkable, but you had water? What would you do? What would you do in an emergency situation like that? A month ago, Hurricane Sandy wasn't even a term. No one was discussing it. No one even thought about it. Now, it's a reality. Could it happen to you? Sure. Absolutely. Glenn Meter, you were at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th and at the meetup November 2nd. Welcome, Glenn Meter.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
Glenn, I am just delighted that you are with us on the broadcast because, Glenn, water, you know, 3 days without water, and you're in a lot of trouble. And, you know, I think about these people that are trapped in New York City that have apartments, and there's water leaking in there, and the plumbing's not working. In New Jersey, the plumbing's been destroyed. People are without housing. Not a good situation. So, you know, obviously food is really important. Water is really, really important. You know, air is number one. Water's number two. Food's number three. That's why I wanted to bring you back on the broadcast so soon after you were last on. So why don't we do this? Glenn, why don't we talk about you presented a seminar on water, how to get it in emergency. But let's start with, what was your reaction coming to Springfield, Missouri for your very first Get Prepared Expo? What did you see?
It was a great show. It was a fantastic show, actually. Met some really amazing people. I was really impressed with the quality of people. I mean, just very intelligent, very, I mean, I knew this is what I would expect. But it was just great. Very intelligent, very educated, very nice people. Friday night at the gathering at Ziggy's, we got there kind of late and it was pretty crowded. There was no tables left, so, a couple came up to us and invited us to sit at their table. And it was great. You know, we had a very pleasant conversation. I'll just give a shout out to James and Sherry. They were very nice people. Mm-hmm. And heard all the instructors. And one of the nights I sat down with Mike. I can't remember
Mike
his
Ma?
Name. What's that?
Mike Ma? Mike Ma? It.
Yeah. Very nice guy. Very nice guy. And
oh, man.
Amazing stories and a great heart. I mean, I was very impressed with him. We talked for about an hour, and, yeah, it was great. I'm sure you have some stories, some stories about Mike, too.
Well, Mike shot me. I'm sure you learned about that, but we've got the scars to prove it.
Yeah,
we do some training, some pretty serious training with firearms to, home invasion kinds of training and shootout training and so forth. But yeah, I've got the scars to prove it. But yeah, Mike is a very, very dear friend. He's going to be at the meetup Friday, Ziggy's this Friday. He's going to return from Oklahoma. And he'll be at the meetup, and he'll be talking about survival skills that he likes to share. But so your experience, my understanding is that you sat down with people. They invited you to join them. They didn't even know who you were, and you didn't know who they were. They just said, hey, want to join us?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
Was that a first? Was that a first where you were at a packed – every seat was taken. Actually, more than every seat was taken. There were people standing all over.
Yeah.
But – were you kind of surprised at the welcome that you got from perfect strangers?
Well, I don't know if surprised, but I was pleasantly. It was just a confirmation of the people that the thoughtfulness of the people who plan ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I think it's well educated people that do so. And I'll just let me say one other thing about the expo. My family's business is we produce high end premium water distillers, and we produce them for families, but also for different industries like dentists and medical, and for helicopters and that type of thing. And we go all around the world to different trade shows, and there are some big trade shows and expensive trade shows. And I have to say, and my father was at this expo, we have never been slammed as hard with people coming into the booth. And just, I think by noon on Saturday, I was almost losing my voice. I mean, there were so many people were coming down, some of them told us they came down just to see our product, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And it was great. I mean, the response, we got excellent results, and it was just a fantastic show. So I thank you very much, and we will definitely be taking part in any more that you have on.
Well, I just got off the phone just before the broadcast with the new venue we're going to, and this one's unbelievable. The venue is upscale, even more upscale than we were at the last one, and which was just a couple weeks ago. And this one has a 700-seat theater. So in addition to the seminar rooms, we will have dining, really elegant dining. It's going to cost us less, and they have a 700-seat theater in addition to it. So we can still do 5 seminars at a time and a theater and dining and everything plus 700-seat theater plus the expo floor. So it's going to be absolutely awesome. But anyway, the reason that people were so excited to hear your seminar and meet you and see the design of your product is because I don't know of a single product that does what yours does, that's in such a compact package that would purify water to the extent that yours does and would last a lifetime with no moving parts. No,
yeah.
Absolutely no moving parts. So if you can find urine, if you can find pond water, stream water, pool water, it doesn't even matter. You can scoop out the back of the tank of a toilet. You certainly wouldn't want to scoop out you'd want to scoop out the water from the back tank, not the
yep.
not the front. but you could if you wanted, if you had to, right?
Right. And you can use, our system uses distillation. And I'd say one of the only regrets that I have from the show is that I didn't have the actual product there. The manufacturer was supposed to have it done, but he didn't have it done until this week. So I had to show people the plastic prototype. But, I think it still got the message across to people. But it's really You know, this is something I've been working on for years. I've designed about 60 different versions of the product before coming up with this design, and it's really, I think it is the most effective water treatment process. It uses distillation, which is the most effective process, but this system is compact, no moving parts, stainless steel. You know, if you take care of it, it'll last forever, and you can use any water, even ocean water. Mm-hmm. So people on the East Coast, if they had this, you know, they could provide their family with a supply, a constant supply of high purity water for as long as they need to, and that is key in a survival situation.
Well, and let's talk about that, Glenn Meter. You are the CEO of SurvivalStill.com. Let me spell that for you, class. SurvivalStill, SurvivalStill.com. Now, if we lived on Sandy Hook, New Jersey, or if we lived on the East Coast, the Northeast, where the storm had battered our infrastructure, and all we had, literally, was a way of making a fire, and we had a pot, cast iron pot, stainless steel pot, like a pot that you would boil spaghetti in. If we had water, the ability to make a fire or heat that water to a boil, we would be able to add to that the survival still on top of it and make an infinite amount of pure distilled water, correct?
Exactly, yep. And on the East Coast, what you're dealing with is you're dealing with water that is contaminated with raw sewage. It's contaminated with ocean water, salt water, chemical spills. All of that, and really what it comes down to is you don't know what's in the water. And that's the key. You don't know what's in the water. You never know what's in the water. So you have to have a solution that is full spectrum. It's not just about biologicals, although biologicals are key. You've got to remove them. But it's about the full spectrum of what could be in the water. And that's what the survival still does.
Glenn, let me ask you this. Does it even matter with your, and we'll talk about, we're going into a break in about a minute, but when we come out on the other side of this break, we'll talk about how the technology works. But does it matter what's in the water? I mean, let's say it's roof water. Let's say it's my roof here in the Ozarks, and there's a radioactivity in the dust from Fukushima. I would not want to drink the water from my roof, but if I had to, does it matter? Does it matter if there's radioactivity in it or not? That's the question for Glenn Meter when we come back on the other side of this break. SurvivalStill.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. We're going to learn more about water when we get back. Please, don't touch that dial.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob, and yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it could heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV, and it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JadoProducts.com.
Go to TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about water. Pure water. And if you think about what happened on the East Coast, water is in short supply. Good, pure drinking water is in short supply. So my question for Glenn Meter of SurvivalStill.com is bird droppings, water off my roof, maybe a little radiation in it from Fukushima. I collect it out of my downspout and pour it into the Survival Still. What am I going to get out, Glenn? Is it going to be safe?
Yeah, it's going to be high-purity, sterile drinking water. And I think I think the important thing to talk about at this point is just a reminder of what are the different types of contaminants that can be in the water. Because it's not a one-dimensional thing. So if you look at the different types of contaminants that can be in water, you've got, start with inorganic minerals and metals, such as arsenic and fluoride and lead and copper and that type of thing. Another kind of a subset of that would be radioactive and radioactive materials, which would be, uranium, cesium, something that Fukushima released a lot of cesium into the air, and that anything that goes into the air ends up in the water supply. That's a really important point,
Glenn, because it goes into the air and it falls down. There's no question about it. It falls down. It falls down somewhere, and it ends up in the water supply. No question. So
after rain. It's not, go ahead, sorry.
After rain, the rain will mix with whatever has fallen down, and it will wash to a low point, and it will enter the water supply. There's no question about it.
And it's beyond it just is anything that's in the air, the rain will wash out down to the land, which washes away into the water supply. But if you flush something, if you dump something, if you burn something, whatever, that basically ends up in the water supply. So we live in a pretty contaminated world, just in an everyday life situation. This is why I use a water distiller every day. This is what my family's business does. I won't let my family drink anything but distilled water. But when you're talking an emergency, it's even more so. I mean, you can get really, really contaminated stuff. So just to finish off those four points, so you've got inorganic, you've got radioactive contaminants, you've got petrochemicals, which is really kind of a new type of contaminant, because the petrochemical industry has only been around for about 90 years. Before that, you know, we've lived as a species without ever coming in contact with these contaminants, these chemicals. And these are, another word for these petrochemicals is organic. It sounds weird to say one of the most dangerous types of contaminants that there is organic. But what it means is it's carbon-based. And the reason that these are so dangerous is because we are carbon-based. And so they can bind with us very effectively. So some of the most dangerous contaminants are like dioxin and PCBs and you know, pesticides and that type of thing. The fourth type of contaminant is biological, and this is viruses and parasites and bacteria and you're talking cholera and E. coli and that type of thing. And these are, of all of them, these are the most dangerous type, the biological, because you can get very, very ill and even die within days of having biological contaminants in your body. I mean, cholera, for example. If you get cholera, that is a very dangerous thing. The other ones are more toxins that contribute and they hurt you over time. And so really during an emergency, the most important thing to take care of is the biological first, but you really want to look at the full spectrum as well.
That's a really good point, because you can die slowly from the radiation and you can die slowly from the lead and the arsenic, but the biologicals can kill you this week. I'm Vin Finelli, Glenn Meader's with us. We're talking about water, survival water, and when we come back, Glenn, can we talk about the technology and how simple this device is and how you can carry it with you and it will last a lifetime? Stainless steel, no moving parts. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We're going to distill water when we come back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't
you
go here?
Take my.
When you go,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Back in the 1980s. Our family lived on the East Coast, and there was a storm, a violent rainstorm, and Mrs. Fennelli was out, and she met a man who said, "Do you live in this area?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "Don't drink the water." And she said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, he worked for the water treatment facility, and there was so much rain that the sewage treatment facility, the sewage treatment plant, overflowed and cross-connected with the potable water. And it was being pumped through the municipal water supply. So raw sewage was cross-connected with the sewage treatment plant, and they were pumping sewage and water in the same pipes for drinking. And he said, boil the water. And that was the minimum, the absolute minimum that you should do. So, Glenn, this is something that could happen over and over. I mean, we know that this happened in the 1980s. We know that it happened in New York City, New Jersey, Long Island, Staten Island, and, you know, lots of the East Coast. So here we are. Can we build an ad hoc still with a spaghetti pot and a lid right now? Can we describe how this system could work if you had a running stove?
Well, when you are cooking like pasta on the stove and you pick the lid off, you pick up the lid off of the pot and the water runs out of, off the lid, that is basically distilled water. So what distilled water is, what we're doing is we're taking water and we're boiling it, which kills bacteria and viruses. But then it also changes water from liquid to a vapor. And when it changes from a liquid to a vapor, it lets go of the contaminants that it's holding on to. So the contaminants stay behind in the boiling water, and the steam is pure water. So that water that comes up and condenses on the top of the top pot and condenses into liquid water again, that's distilled water. And so that's what we're doing. You know, we're a little bit more sophisticated than that. What we're doing is we also want to separate out, when you're boiling water, you can get splashes of the contaminated water. So we want to separate out the splashes of contaminated water from the pure steam. And then we do that, and then we condense that pure steam down into pure distilled water. And in a pot, when you're doing, obviously most of the steam is leaving as steam. Mm-hmm. You're not capturing all of that steam. So the survival still is quite effective at, first of all, separating out the splashes from the pure steam, but also it's, you're not losing that steam. It's all being condensed into distilled water. So really it's a 1-to-1. If you start with a gallon, you're going to get a gallon at the end of, you're going to get a gallon of distilled water. So it's a very effective process. And it, you know, going back to the, looking at the different contaminants, biological, that's the most serious type. Well, you're killing that. You're killing all of the biologicals, but also you're leaving it behind, because dead biologicals can form what they call endotoxins. And so we're killing the biologicals and we're leaving it behind. On inorganic, obviously inorganic has a very high boiling point, so we're leaving that behind. Radioactive, the same thing. Petrochemicals is the same thing. So we're taking the pure steam and basically we're removing water from the contaminants.
Glenn, we had the opportunity to go to a pharmacy quite a while back, and the pharmacist, Mrs. Finelli, said, well, instead of you hydrating the amoxicillin as a liquid, mixing the powder with water, distilled water, how about if you just give us the powder, powdered amoxicillin in the sealed pharmacy bottle? And the pharmacist said, no, we can't do that. We have to mix this with distilled water. So they were afraid that the Finelli family might mix the powdered amoxicillin with just tap water. And they had no idea what would be in the tap water, whether it be fluoride, chlorine, or well water. They had no idea, and they weren't going to take any chances. So they are very concerned about mixing medicines with ordinary tap water. So now your distillation process is as good as any distillation process, as good as bottled distilled water, correct? Probably even better.
Actually, that's an interesting point, because distillation is distillation. It's actually not us purifying the water. It's a built-in process of water itself purifying itself.
Mm-hmm. So, but yours is not in a plastic bottle.
Right. So the purity comes down to how good do they separate out the splashes from the pure steam, and then also the quality of material that they put the pure distilled water into. You want to put it into a high-quality container. Glass is the best. So if you take those different things, you're going to have, actually there was a stash of distilled water from World War II found with a few years ago out in Grand Island, Nebraska, I believe. And they tested it. It was like 70 years old or something. Pure as the day they produced it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent yep. purity. As long as you put it in a high quality container and air sealed, it is excellent, excellent water.
Okay, so if we were going to make a still, if we had to, Glenn, if I had a spaghetti pot and I had to make an emergency still, I realize it would not be anywhere near as efficient as yours. But if I had to get 8 ounces of water, would the system be use a spaghetti pot lid and let the steam from the boiling water in the spaghetti pot condense on that lid and drip into a measuring cup or, you know, is that what I would do?
Yeah, if you take a pot and you just take the lid and kind of put it on there cockeyed and you put something to catch the water underneath it, it will condense some of that water. You're going to get most of it leaving the steam, but you'll get some coming out as distilled water. And if you can keep that lid cool somehow, you're going to condense more of that steam. So you can do that. It's not as efficient.
Right. Now, your device, you've invented this device, and can you describe it for us?
Sure. So it comes in a box that is only 12 inches by 12 inches by 4 inches high. So it's very small and compact. It's made out of heavy-duty stainless steel. There's no moving parts, so that means there's nothing that will break down. And if you take care of it, don't drop it and run over it with a car, something like that, you're gonna have this system for a very, very long time, and it will produce great water for you. So basically what you're doing is you're using your pots that you have in your home. So you can start with one pot on the bottom, so you put some water in that you want to purify. And the survival still then sits on that, and it's designed to fit on various sizes of pots. And then you put a pot on top, and that's filled with water that is basically acting to cool the steam down. So the steam comes up and it gets channeled and it condenses on the bottom of that top pot. And then you get droplets of distilled water falling down, and that's distilled water. And then there's a tube and it comes out and you store that water in a glass container. And that's it. That's how simple it is.
Now, Glenn, what was the reaction when people saw your prototype? What was their reaction?
It was really good. I mean, people came out. Some people heard me on your radio show and came out just for that. They were that interested in it. Other people were just it connects with people. I mean, it is something that is instantly understandable. This system doesn't require filters. You're going to have the highest purity water forever. So 20, 30, 40 years down the road, it's still going to be the same excellent quality water. You don't have to buy filters. You don't have to buy anything for it. And that connects with people. It also is an easy thing to understand because this is the built-in, like I said, it's the built-in mechanism of water itself. And this is how we get any fresh water on the planet. And we talked about this earlier, but you have the ocean. Ocean water is extremely contaminated water. The sun heats it up, you get evaporation, the water vapor is pure, the contaminants stay behind in the ocean, and the water vapor rises, condenses into clouds, moves inland, the clouds cool down, and you get rain. Well, rain is the source of all fresh water on the planet. And rivers, lakes, streams, underground aquifers, glaciers. Rain or snow is the source of all of that, and that's the same process that we're using right here. And it just makes sense. This is what I drink every day. This is what my family drinks every day.
And you're not doing anything that is not natural. There's not one component of this process that's not natural.
That's right. That's right. We're just letting water do its thing, really.
And Glenn, let's talk about water. We're not making any more water. What we've got on this planet is what we've got. There's no more water coming. Nobody's shipping any more water in here. Right?
That's right. And water is recycled. It's constantly recycled. It's this process, this hydrologic cycle that I just talked to you about. You get the river, you get the rain, and that falls, and you get the rivers and streams, and they end up going back into the ocean. All the rivers end up in the ocean. So then it evaporates again, and it's this cycle. And it's really an amazing cycle, and this is the source of all life. It's the source of – it's how we clean – the rain cleans the atmosphere, and it's you can't look at this process and not just appreciate the beauty of it and the beauty of this creation. I don't think there's any. You can't doubt that it's a created principle here. I think it's amazing,
Glenn. And if you think about it, and you see that dog walking down the city street testing out a brand new fire hydrant to see how well it works. We're going to be drinking that. Somebody's going to be drinking that at some point. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
When I lived in Virginia, there was a municipal water supply in a small town, and the water that came out of the faucet was brown. Literally. Now, this is brown, muddy-looking water that came out of the faucet. And the residents of this small town didn't complain all that much until a woman moved into town from New Jersey. Now, this was in Virginia, and she moved in from up north, New Jersey. And she washed white nurses' uniforms for the hospital, and they became tan. And she was furious because her white uniforms became tan from the contaminants in the water supply, from the municipal water supply. She raised such a fuss that the town didn't know what to do, and they could not fix the water system. So what they did was the town enticed a prison to come to town. And the idea was prisoners need clean water. And the town couldn't afford to rip up the streets and replace all the pipes that leaked clay into the pipes that supplied potable drinking water. So what happened was the town decided that the only way they could fix the problem was to entice a prison to come to town because the prisoners needed clean water and the government would replace the town's water supply. Well, the town had such a fuss. I mean, they raised such a fuss that there was like a war between the town and the residents because the town didn't want or the residents didn't want a prison. So what I'm saying is if you think your water is clean, it may not be. And here's an example that I know firsthand in Virginia of contaminated water being supplied by a municipal water system. And these are in the good times. These were in the 90s. This was the good days. This was before the damage from hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes. So Glenn Meter, survivalstill.com, has an answer for emergency water. You can use it every day. You can use it for emergencies. It's something that will last a lifetime. It's a one-time purchase. I can't imagine anything going bad, except for maybe you might want to have a spare silicone hose. Is that right?
Yeah, and I would say you might want to have extras because you have loved ones, you have family members or friends that might want to, I mean, they're going to be in the same situation. So That would be a great gift. Great gift for Christmas.
There you go. Glenn, about what is the cost? I don't want to hold you to it exactly on the radio, but what is the cost to buy one of these survival stills?
We're doing a pre-order special of $249 on the system.
Mm-hmm. Okay, $249. That's everything. You have everything in your kitchen already other than this one component that you need, correct?
Right, and there's no filters to change. I mean, this is going to be something that lasts you, like I said, if you take care of it, it'll last you forever. So,
yeah.
And it's one of those things where distillation is the most effective process that there is. It is recommended by health departments. It's recommended by FEMA, American Water Works Association, and another organization that you don't want me to mention. It is recommended by.
Oh, you can mention the Red Cross. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the Red Cross. You didn't like it last time we mentioned them.
Well, yeah, I probably went to Ignite when, but I'm a Red Cross volunteer. But I see, in terms of, I wouldn't give them any money. That's the point.
Right,
but in terms of distillation, they're absolutely correct. They really are.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, how do we get in touch with you?
Survivalstill.com. You can email me at info@survivalstill.com. I'd also like to mention my family's business, if that's okay.
Sure.
It's at mypurewater.com, and they are the leading producer of premium water distillers in the world. All U.S. made for 40 years. It's been made in the U.S. and we sell all around the world. And it's the best. This is what I use every day to drink distilled water for my family.
Glenn Meter, you're going to get a chance to meet him at the Get Prepared Expo. Looks like the next one's in March. So if you'd like to meet Glenn Meter, you will. And if you'd like to go to his website, survivalstill.com or mypurewater.com, I'm Vincent Finelli. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones. Glenn, thank you so much. We'll be on again and again. Safe water. Survival still.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.